Good afternoon, Southern Walk.
Hi, could I speak to Ron Party, please?
Yes, who's calling?
Yeah, Jeffrey Hill.
Jeffrey Hill?
Yes.
Hold on, please. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Party?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Hill calling. I had tried calling you a couple days ago.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you could help me out with something here. I had seen the video you took on 9/11 of the plane going in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was just wondering if you had any more video footage up on the internet. Like, I had only seen, like, a quick few-second clip on YouTube. I don't know. You probably didn't put it on there, but...
Oh, no, I haven't put anything on the internet. If it's on the internet, it's not, you know, with my permission. It's just people taking snippets. Who are you? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, I'm just, like, just everyday... Just a normal person. I was just, like, looking at the videos and just, like, wanted to know if there was any more video out there.
No. I mean, if you wanted, you know, some of the videos are in, there's some documentaries that came out back in 2002 and the footage in some of those documentaries where you can see more of the footage or whatever they put in of it. I mean, I don't have anything more than that. There was a CNN documentary. There was a documentary that was done by Discovery Channel.
Okay, yeah, I must have seen all those then.
That was the one that I think was called Why the Towers Fell.
Okay, yeah, I see.
Sort of a scientific study about why the towers gave out after the impacts, after the burning of the jet fuel.
Yeah, okay, I've seen that one, yeah.
My footage on that, there was the HBO documentary, and they used very, very little of my footage on that, but...
And where were you when you took the video? Like,
I was at the tip of, it's called Long Island City, on the East River, on the other side of the water from the towers.
Okay, because it looks like you must have been pretty high up or something in a building or something.
I probably have the only footage from an elevated position, except for the police footage from the helicopter. Yeah, I didn't realize that until afterwards, but I realize now that everybody else... I was the only person in an elevated position that had an unencumbered view.
Yeah.
At least it was shooting video, you know.
And you must have seen the plane come in from a long way away then?
No. What you're seeing, I don't know what you've seen, but if you look at those documentaries, you'll see, you know, I was actually looking at the North Tower, and then I kind of decided that I would look at the South Tower and see what was going on there, because I actually knew people who worked there.
Yeah.
And as I was panning to the left, to the South Tower, I picked up the plane coming into the tower, you know, just only about, 8 seconds before the impact. If you've seen that whole sequence, then that's my footage.
Okay, so you never heard it coming in or anything then, did you?
No, I was too far away to hear it. No, there was too much street noise around. Yeah.
You know,
you couldn't hear anything from where I was. It was just, you know, street noise, and I was too far away. And I saw it just happening. Right before, you know, I was actually looking in the viewfinder as it was happening.
So, yeah, you had seen it, like, in the viewfinder. Did you, like, get a good look at the plane? You could tell it was, what did the plane look like? Did it...
Just what you see in the video.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that I saw. You know, I was shooting it, you know. And after it hit, it was so unbelievable that I saw it hit. I actually took the camera away for a second to look with my own eyes at the buildings, and then I, you know, took the camera back and kept shooting.
Did you happen to see, like, the nose come out the other side or anything like that?
You see it in the footage. It's there. It's right there.
How the nose can come out the other side of the building?
No. What you're seeing in the video is what I saw. I don't know. I don't know if the nose came out of the other side.
Yeah, because in some videos it shows the nose of the plane coming out the other side intact.
Oh, really? No, I've never seen that.
That's why some people were thinking that maybe some of the videos were fake or something.
Nah, that's nonsense. Nah, I wouldn't worry about that.
What kind of video camera were you using, do you remember?
It was a Sony. It was a Sony video camera.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's, you know, you can just look on the, you know, those documentaries, and that's, you know, you'll see what I shot. That's it.
Okay, but you yourself, you never put it on the internet at all?
Never. No. No, anything you say on the internet is not for me.
Okay, and did it look like, when you saw the plane, well, I guess you only caught a few seconds of it, you can't tell if it was coming straight in or if it was like dive bombing in kind of deal?
Just what you see in the video. Yeah. I mean, if you're one of the people who are, you know, interested in exploring, you know, these different theories about what happened,
yeah,
and the footage and stuff, there's nothing I can do to help you, because, you know, what on those documentaries, because on those documentaries, you know, they might have edited some of the footage, but it's the actual footage.
Were you around when the buildings came down? Or?
Well, I was in the same place, but I didn't shoot that. Yeah.
Did you hear anything or see
anything? Couldn't hear from where I was, but I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was terrible. It was a terrible day.
Do you believe that we've been told the truth about it? About 9/11?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Why not? I mean, yeah. I think that planes were hijacked and flown into these buildings. Yeah, I saw it. That's what happened. If you're one of the people who think it was a government conspiracy, I really doubt that. I think that's just too, you know, unbelievable. I think, look, crazy things happen in this world, you know.
Yeah.
There are bad people and bad things happen, and I think that's what happened. I think you had a very remarkable attack. It's almost hard to believe how incredibly coordinated they were, but you know what? It's it's unbelievable to me as well as a lot of people that these guys were able to pull that off.
Yeah.
I think anybody who thinks it was a conspiracy is giving too much credit to the government. I don't think the government is capable of pulling off something like that. It's just too far fetched. You know, people. I think that those types of theories just give, you know, big government too much credit. I don't think they're smart enough to do that. I think it was an act of terrorism. But anyway.
Well, thank you very much for your time, sir.
And you know, the footage. Some of the footage. I did see some footage actually on the internet. I picked up one day. I saw my name come up, and somebody actually edited the footage in one of the YouTube videos.
No, yeah.
Yeah, where they kind of blacked out a second of video or something.
Oh, like a fade to black or something. Yeah, I've seen that too.
That wasn't me. That's somebody else doing that. So, I hope that helps.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, sir.
All right, thank you.
Bye.